Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
The most important thing for us and our process, thought process going in is we want to try to be as healthy as we possibly could to give this group as fair a chance as possible. We've been through so much this season with the ins and outs and injuries and those types of things and still found ourselves in a great position. So what we wanted to do, and we talked about it as an organization, is put our guys in the best position to be healthy, be full, and then just see exactly what this team is made of.
JB Bickerstaff saying it's time to find out. We want to put the Cavs in the best possible position to find out what they're made of. JB saying that at practice and shoot around just moments ago. Thank you to Daryl Ryder for sending that in, by the way. Always does a good job helping us out, covering stuff. I gotta say, I think that's an interesting thing to talk about, making sure the team is gonna be as healthy as possible for a one-game scenario when there were multiple times in the second half where it felt like a player, like let's say like a guy like your best player, Donovan Mitchell, came back from the injury twice too early, where he then had to go out for more time. Because we remember the nasal fracture, the fracture in his, that was good ground fire for Donovan having to miss a couple games. Once he got the surgery, he could have played immediately, was my understanding to the thing. And he still missed a couple extra games. So I would tell you that two times you chose on the we got to try and get this thing righted only for the last game of the year where there were implications. Again, I'm not trying to, to me, it's the whole thing. To me, it's the last 20 games altogether. And then that was just the last decision that made me scratch my head. And I know it's not perfect to what the Lakers decided, but it still is. Here's the through line. The circumstances are different. Right. And out of the way, E put this on social media. I thought he summed it up perfectly. If the Lakers lost, they were going to be in a one game win or go home situation. Whereas with the Cavs, it was the difference was, you know, we're going to go from the potential 2 seed to the 4 seed. And the difference between that could be playing Miami and Philly, Indiana or Orlando. It still comes down to, are you trying to win or not? And if the organization, here's the thing. To me, if the 19 games before that went differently, I'd feel completely different, Dustin. I would. Because I would say, it's just one game.
Right.
I hate having this, but you know what? They were just as successful in that 19 games as they've been for most of the season. Mm-hmm. They've won a lot of good basketball games. I could look past it. I can't, considering the rest of the way they played. But Keith brought up the point in the break there that that he feels like this is tied to likability, not of individual players, but maybe of that uncertainty of the future of the Cavs, that fans don't know who's going to be here, doesn't know who wants to be here, and that between that and the struggles, that kind of impacts your ability to like or engage with this team.
Yeah, I mean, are they likable? Do you think they're likable?
I was asking you.
Yeah, I think they are.
So for me, likability is one, are you good dudes? I think Donovan's an excellent dude. I think Darius, for all anyone, really good dude. Evan, I think they've got a bunch of really good basketball players.
They're super likable, but the problem is, to your point about, you know, they're good dudes. Yeah, I think they're almost too nice.
I don't hate that. I honestly, I mean, here's the thing though.
Like, there's not one guy in the team trying to think.
Marcus Morris.
Okay.
And the minivan.
Do we count him? He's been here for 2 seconds.
Okay, what about the minivan? He's been here almost, 8 months now? Don't shake your head, Jax. Don't you dare. I'm in a room of non-believers about the minivan, and when that dude has one game in the playoffs where he drops 18 points, both of you will hear it from me. Keith and I are good on the minivan train, but you're a non-believer, Dustin, and now I just found out Jax is a non-believer in the minivan. So in terms of that, real quick, though, does that mean one of the four guys has to be an ass-kicker and name-taker? Like, is there a quotient? Does it have to be?
I think someone's got to be an ass-kicker, a name-taker.
Because, like, if you look in Memphis had Dylan Brooks, who was their big guy, and then they replaced him with Marcus Smart. In Boston, the two guys who have been the name-takers and booty-kickers in Boston have been Al Horford and Marcus Smart. And this year they just had, I think Al Horford's still in there. Yeah, Al Horford is I think, their backup big. So, like, that's it. Although I guess Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown aren't the nicest guys in the world. They are true competitors. I mean, I don't know that sits well with me.
No?
Because to me, like, there are plenty of nice guys who go out there. Like, Steph Curry's a really nice guy. It doesn't get in the way of him being a competitor. Right?
Steph Curry is a nice guy, but on the court, he's much different, I think.
So you think
court persona is much different than his off the court persona, I think.
I think getting back to the idea of likability, because I think it's really interesting. I think there's how you feel about the individuals. And I think everybody in Cleveland knows, maybe to what you just said. I think there are actually a lot of people who agree with you. Maybe they're too nice. There's another way to define likability, though, which is how do you play? Who are you? And how do you play when things get tough?
Mm-hmm.
And the unfortunate thing with the Cavs are they do not have an offensive identity. I don't know they even have a defensive identity anymore after the way they played, you know, the final 20 games of the season, 15, 20, 25, whatever it is. And so I don't think there's like an identity you can climb onto, right? Like when the Browns kind of took off with Flacco, right? They're the thing that you thought of with them is you thought of their ability to win no matter the stakes.
Correct.
Right? It was almost the underdog team. Even though they weren't the underdogs from Vegas in a lot of those games, in our heads they were because you're with your fourth string quarterback and because Deshaun's out and all this other stuff. So that's an identity, right? You're the underdog. You're the favorite. You're a physical team, or you're like with the Warriors, you can shoot, you know, 42% from three. I don't know what the Cavs' identity is. And I think likable is always tough. But, like, if we don't know who you are as a team and we don't know if we can trust you to play hard, man, that's huge in this town. It's huge for me. Like, there are nights where I watch them play and I don't think they play hard.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
That's different than last year.
They're inconsistent for sure in terms of the intensity level they show up with on any given night, for sure.
Thank you for saying intensity level, because individuals can play hard, but if you don't play with the same intensity as a team, that's different than, you know, a bunch of guys that loaf.
Correct.
It's just you're not playing as a team with the kind of intensity necessary. But yeah, like, that's a huge thing for me. Like, here's the thing. My bar for this is play hard, don't get embarrassed. I think all of our non-negotiables are pretty simple. Like, I don't think we set like an impossible bar. Play hard, play what everybody kind of deems is like the blue collar tough way, which I think the Cavs have done at points, and then show some resolve at the end of the games. And I just don't know, as a team, I don't know they've done it. So I agree with Keith. I think they're all, like, J.B. Bickerstaff. I think J.B., from all I've ever heard, really solid dude.
Well, by the way, you're 100% right with the identity part in the team identity, because what do we do with the Browns? Like, before Nick Chubb got hurt, it was always run the ball, play defense. Then it was the defensive attitude that Jim Schwartz brought. It was, we know we can rely on the physical defense. And then when Joe Flacco came in late in the year, they changed the whole identity offensively. But people are like, we know what we're getting now, those last six games. It might not be pretty at times, but we know what the just is on offense.
We overlooked all the turnovers because the touchdowns were so much better.
But from game to game right now with the Cavs, like, you don't know. They may be terrible defensively one night, and the next night they may be great.
Yeah.
Offensively, the same thing.
And so I think when it comes to the team, I think the individuals are likable. But, man, I don't have a sense that – it's why sometimes I've mocked things like Let Them Know or the
because it's stupid.
The junkyard chain, because I'm like, what does that even mean? Like, it's cool if those things are legit rallying points. It's really cool, right? Now, it's a little collegiate with a junkyard dog chain. That's okay. Like, I don't have to like everything you do. But those things are only cool if we see you rally around it on the court. And injuries are fine. If you think this is all about injuries, I think you're about to have a great series then, if you're right. But that inconsistency of intensity, that scares the crap out of me.
Mm-hmm.
And what it all comes down to, we keep using words like uncertainty, we keep pulling all these different words in that are kind of synonymous, it just boils down to trust. How can I trust you if I don't know if I can trust your intensity on any given night? 216-474-0092. Are the Cavs a likable team? Not individually, but as a team. Jerry, real quick, what's up, buddy?
Hey, how you doing?
Doing very well. What you got for us?
Hey, good. Real quick, first off, when you guys started to show with the comparison to the Lakers, man, you guys are way off base. Lakers had to win that game or win the next game. They weren't in the playoffs. No, there's no comparison at all to make that.
Jerry, I'm not sure when you tuned in, but that's what we said.
Yeah, you said that now, but to me, it's like the Lakers
the first second.
Having to win. The Lakers have a championship mentality. They're not going to do that. No, they had to win last night. Now, back to the Cavs. Did you watch the game Friday night?
Which one are you asking?
That, your answer is, everything that means no.
Who are you asking?
What are you asking?
Anybody there. I don't know who's there. Anybody.
Nick and Dustin here. No, I didn't. I was in Jamaica. It was lovely. Oh, yeah. But I did watch it. I actually, so I didn't watch it in live, but I did go back and watch it on YouTube.
Oh,
afterwards.
Okay. So you did watch the game Friday night.
I didn't watch it live, which, if you would be listening.
Well, I think that'd be the same as watching it.
Yeah, I think it's the same.
So what did Darius do in the last 2 minutes of the game, Nick?
12 points.
Okay, he hit 2 3-pointers in the last 2 minutes of the game, but that's okay. What I'm saying is they played a playoff team Friday night. They played to the end, and they won that game. Sunday's game had no bearing. None. If Max Strus is out there, or Jared Allen is out there in the fourth quarter, and one of them tears their knee up, it's foolish. It's absolutely foolish.
Yeah, so there's no difference to you between the 2 seed and the 4 seed?
No.
Okay. You're wrong. It's okay. You're wrong. And, Jerry, I didn't just cut you off there because I disagree with you. I cut you off because we're up against it. But I'll be honest with you, I don't understand that level of defensiveness from Cavs fans. And it's cool. Dude, listen, it's cool. You don't have to believe And by the way, I did totally get my wires crossed, the difference between Friday night and Sunday night.
I thought he was talking about the Hornets game.
I had to think back.
I was a little confused for a second, too. I thought he like misspoke about which night he's talking
about.
But
getting back to it, if I can't put any emphasis on Sunday night, why would I then put it on Friday night? At some point, you're cherry picking. Like, just be honest with yourself. Listen, this kumbaya, the Cavs are fine stuff, that's cool. Until they lose one of these games in the playoffs. And I don't think they're going to sweep the Magic, so I would imagine they're going to lose at least one. And so I think there are a lot of people just doing the same thing we did for most of the season, which is ignoring the issues, the elephant in the room of the Cleveland Cavaliers. That's fine. I don't think the Cavs are destined to lose this series, but I don't think they have championship-winning habits. I don't think they have even playoff-winning habits. And you can't tell me definitively you know they're going to win this series. And if you
they're favored by what? It's like -190, which is a slight favorite.
And by the way, how dare you? You didn't say the thing that you did say in that first segment.
I did say it.
How dare you? Say it. You did say it.
More to
it's
come.
Okay.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.